While the debate continues over Australia's emissions targets, a growing number of farmers are already preparing for net zero emissions, believing that making their farms carbon neutral could save or even make them money. From Corrigin in the West Australian Wheat Belt is National Regional Affairs reporter Eliza Borello.
Diesel vehicles contribute up to 14% of the carbon emissions on Simon Warwork's Corrigin farm. But he's been doing his homework on what it'd cost to change that.
There's an organisation over east doing a pilot at the moment, converting prime mover trucks to electric. And the cost of doing that's approximately $85,000. However, the major cost is the batteries that are involved with that, which are $120,000 each.
Simon Warwork and his wife, Cindy Stevens, are aiming to make their farm carbon neutral and think they can achieve it by 2030. They're also on the board of Ag Zero 2030, a recently established WA farming group aimed at finding climate solutions.
I think it's really frustrating when we have our national federal politicians talking about carving out agriculture from carbon neutrality, because I feel that they are perhaps disconnected from the grassroots and how they've consulted and kind of come to that opinion and idea. Are they listening to our overseas markets? Are they listening to farmers? Because as a rule, we want to be progressive, we want to be on the front foot.
Simon Warwork believes becoming carbon neutral is the key to maintaining market access.
Barley is the key crop that we grow on this property, and we know that many of the large breweries sort of across the globe are carbon neutral or heading towards it, such as Heineken, Carlsberg or Lion here in Australia, I believe. And they'll be looking to acquire carbon neutral barley from producers to use in the brewing process.
CSIRO research scientist Margie Sevenster is an agricultural supply chain specialist and agrees markets are looking for greener products.
We can see these trends really ramping up very rapidly. There is also increasing demand for carbon and greenhouse gas reporting to multinational food companies, for instance, who have set ambitious targets, and they will want the evidence of what their agricultural inputs suppliers generate in terms of emissions. So this is going to be increasingly important to simply have the evidence and then, of course, to act on it.
Rural services business Elders is one of the most recognised brands in regional Australia. Michael Wilkes is the head of its research and development arm, the Thomas Elder Institute, and says measuring and reducing emissions can actually make good farm business sense.
Our end goal is maximal production for our clients. So this conversation is happening more and more. And the reality is we are recommending best management practice. We've got a demand to produce more from less land, and that's not going to change. So I think it's worth considering. It's not as scary as it may seem.
Since finding out their farm emits the equivalent of 1,500 tonnes of carbon dioxide a year, Simon Warwork and Cindy Stevens have taken practical steps to reduce their carbon footprint, including being more efficient with fertiliser. And for them, reaching net zero isn't just about good business, it's about creating a legacy.
It's actually, I mean, for me, it's very much looking out the window and seeing a healthy livestock, healthy farming systems, and passing that on to your kids. And the kids feeling the same. They want to come back. They want to be part of this landscape.
Farmer Cindy Stevens, ending that report by National Regional Affairs reporter Eliza Borello, and that is Early AM.